We continue today in our journey through Shmona Esrei. I'd like to spend one more day on the bracha of Shema Kolinu. As I said in past shiurim, I feel that this bracha, I think many of us feel this bracha, is perhaps one of the most dramatic parts of Shmona Esrei. Whereas in the other parts of Shmona Esrei, we're davening for something specific. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, or I need this, please grant me this. Shema Kolinu for many of us is the bracha where we just pour out our heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, even in the, we'll call the supplemental tfilos, the Ana Hashem Chatos Yavisiu Pashati, the ability to confess specific sins, the tfilos for Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, the tfilos for rainfall, Shema Kolinu is that bracha where we have the opportunity to really express ourselves almost in an unscripted form. Because remember again, Shema Kolinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachim Lanu V'Kabel B'Rachamim V'Ratzon Es Tefilaseinu. Accept our tefilos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's that pause. There's that pause in the bracha. That's when you could add in the supplemental pieces, and that's when you could just add in whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever it is that's in your heart, whatever it is that's burdening you, and whatever it is that's causing you great joy. But the Gertzalik Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbitz makes an amazing observation. You see, in Nosach Ashkenaz, so the bracha ends off by saying, Ki ata shomea tefilas amcho yisra berachamim. For you, Hashem, you hear the tefillah of your nation of Israel with compassion. In Nusach Sfard, the bracha ends a little bit differently. In Nusach Sfard, it's Ki ata shomea tefilas kol peh Yisrael berachamim. Because you hear the tefilas kol peh, literally the prayer of every Jewish mouth, kol peh Yisrael berachamim. You hear the prayer that comes out of every mouth, every Jew, the tefillah that's uttered from their mouth, you hear. And Rav Baruch of Meshbiz says something amazing. What does that mean? Ki ata shomea tefilas kol peh. Just say, ki ata shomea tefilas amcho Yisrael. Meaning in this case, it appear that the nusach Ashkenaz seems to be a bit more straightforward. You hear the tefilos of your people. What do you mean you hear the tefilos of their mouths? So the Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbiz says something amazing. I want to quote to you. He says, Rotzeh lomar, sha'afilu im ha'tfila, hi rak b'peh v'lo b'lev. He says, even if the tefila is only from my mouth and not in my heart, afal pi kein shomea Hashem yisbarach tefilas b'rachamov, b'rachamov ha'merubim. Even if the tefila is only coming from my mouth but not from my heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still listens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still attentive. Says Rebbe Baruch of Meshbiz something absolutely amazing. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't need us to be genuine all of the time. He doesn't need us to always feel it, but rather he just sometimes needs us to show up. You see, sometimes when I daven, those words are just coming from my mouth. They're not coming from my heart. They're not coming from my soul. Sometimes those words don't even have so much meaning. Sometimes they don't even have so much kavana, so much concentration or intent. So a lot of times we're conditioned to think that a tefillah without kavana, davening without concentration, davening without intent, that's a wasted prayer. But the problem with that approach is, I would venture to say there's no one of us who always davens with kavana. No one of us. Every single davening, every shachas, mincha, ma'ariv, always is like a kol nidre, is always like in the ilah. I know that's not true for me. And I would venture to say most of us are in the same boat. Maybe a couple of times a week, maybe once a day if we're lucky, we get a tefillah that's filled with real kavana. But the rest of the time, I'm going through the motions. I'm doing what I have to do. I show up. And says Rav Baruch of Meshbiz, ki ato shomea tefilas kol peh. Even if the words are just coming out of my mouth, but they're not coming from my heart. Maybe they lack kavana. Maybe they lack genuinity. Maybe they're not filled with so much emotion. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm showing up. I'm here. I'm davening. I'm doing what you're asking of me. And maybe the tefillah is not storming the heavens. But I'm showing up because you're important to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm showing up because the relationship is important to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe in this moment, I'm not feeling it so much, but I'm showing up. It says Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbiz, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes the most important thing is just showing up. I would venture to say this is true in many relationships. You know, even in the best of marriages, it's not passionate all of the time. And even in the best of friendships, or the best relationships between parents and children, there are times of intensity and times where it's just maybe could be even a little bit blah, a little bit bland, vanilla, nothing all that special. But yet you still have to keep showing up. Because what shows commitment to a relationship is when you're there even when you don't feel it. What shows commitment to a relationship is when you do what's expected of you even if you're not in the mood. What shows the beauty and intensity of relationship is when you are ever present in that relationship, even when the heart or the emotion may not be there. Ki ato shomea tfilas kol peh. It is incredibly important to try to have kavana in every single tefillah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost gives us a little wink, a little smile, and says, you know what? I know sometimes you can't, or sometimes you won't, but as long as you show up, even if the words are not coming from your heart, but they're just coming from your lips, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, know that I long to hear them, I'm attentive to them, I'm listening to them, and your tefillos are always accepted. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.